Hello and welcome to a special New Year dose of sustainability fun news, facts and reviews brought to you by the Green Elephant. Next year, Brexit is finally here. Well, nearly. Climate commitments abound, but will any be met? Energy and tech will continue to meander. And the rush to declare net carbon zero fee footprint waste plastic by organisations will set to continue. Joining me to discuss these and more, as usual, is Russell. Hey, Russell.
Oh, are we having an in-depth conversation about Brexit then today?
No.
Oh, thank you for that.
Well, do you know what's going on?
I don't think the government knows what's going on. I'm pretty sure Europe isn't too engaged either.
No. Also coming up are our challenges for 2021, an events diary, some trends to watch, features and feedback behind the scenes, and of course, what's going on in fact or fake. We'll also be talking about tech, education, waste, fair trade, COP26, B Corps, and of course, elephants.
Yay.
So, what's going to be the big story in 2021? Well, there's only one story in town, really, isn't there? And it has to be COVID.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, all right. And
much as we're a sustainability podcast, we're not going to escape from the fact that that is the single big story into 2021.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think what COVID has done, if you're going to draw some positives out of 2020, and I know that
kicking and screaming,
dragging them into 2021,
yeah,
is that it's changed focus. It has changed the focus of governments and companies, yep, and people from the making of money to the keeping of civilizations, really, to a certain extent, mm-hmm, and maintaining lifestyles. But at the same time, this disease has hit everywhere. It's absolutely hit everywhere. It's an absolute leveler in terms of prosperity.
Absolutely is. I think I would completely agree with you that the focus of governmental organisations and bodies and global groups has changed to be more people focused and, you know, taking care of the widest community. However, I don't think that is going to be the same for companies. You know, as we go into 2021, if they were focused on their bottom line and profit before, they're going to be even more focused on the money next year. Because
there is that danger. It is true.
You know, they're going to be saying, we don't care about sustainability or people or anything. We've got to make some money to get ourselves out of the hole that 2020 has left us in. And so,
and it's concerning that a lot of the companies that are struggling and are failing are ones that could make a difference to masses of sustainability. Mm. And yet the big ones who've got deep pockets and have, you know, furloughed hundreds of thousands of staff, possibly.
Yeah.
They'll survive and they'll carry on and they'll carry on with their capitalistic ways.
They will, yeah.
And unless the government actually steps up and changes the rules, the IMF, I noticed, said in one of their documents, International Monetary Fund, in one of their strategies, said you need to get rid of anything that's non-green, is subsidising non-green. So subsidising fossil fuels should be an absolute, the government should just pull the rug out, should just say, sorry, we don't do that anymore.
That's an interesting, and get rid of it. Interesting challenge.
And to be honest, if they started to do that,
yeah,
then companies like BP and ExxonMobil and would have to make a change because they just wouldn't be getting the government support.
ExxonMobil, they're going into mobile phones now, are they? Perhaps I'll get an oil-powered mobile.
it's partially oil-powered anyway.
bit slippery, but you know. But it, none of that matters because we're all going to be okay because there's a vaccine coming along next year and everybody will be saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the whole world's going to get that vaccine, aren't they?
Yeah, and there won't be
all the poor countries.
Any kind of vaccine war going on, it will just be fine. Everybody will get it at the same time, and we'll all be cured.
I might be being disingenuous. I mean, there was some feedback. I did hear some article which said that Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca had both struck up deals which didn't line necessarily the product the pockets of their shareholders as much.
Yes.
But you can't deny that Have you heard of AstraZeneca before this?
I used to work, do some work on systems designed for AstraZeneca and for Pfizer.
Fairly well known for other reasons.
Quite a lot of pharmaceutical background. So I'd heard them, but I
Janssen, Moderna.
There's no reason why other people would have heard of these companies.
And they're getting more publicity.
But let's say they put their profits to one side whilst they roll out the vaccine. But which countries are they going to supply first? The ones that are going to pay the bill, or those
pay future bills, or invest in future
third world countries that may struggle to they're going to get them early?
I do wonder what governments have offered these organizations to do what they've done.
Yes.
Because if they're not doing it for profit, then they're doing it for future profit.
So I think, you know, the vaccine, you know, white horse that's coming over the hill, in time, it will be the solution, but it will run throughout 2021. And so COVID won't end in 3 or 6 months. It will continue to be an issue throughout all of 2021. But good news if you're in the UK, because there's a map which shows the number of COVID-19 vaccinations per 100 people.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing. And at the current time of speaking, the UK is in the lead, it is the only country that's got vaccinations showing on this map.
That's enough. If you want to look at it, it's in ourworldindata.org, COVID vaccination. So it's brilliant if you're in the UK. It's not so great if you live in England, because we're not even winning that race.
We're not even winning in our own country. We're being beaten by Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland.
It's good news that it started. Yeah. It needs to move fast, doesn't it? I suppose. Yeah. So we'll see.
Bringing it back to sustainability and climate change and global warming and pollution and energy and all those things, what the COVID umbrella means is that there won't be the focus on those issues that we think and feel they should be. And not perhaps until the back end of the year, because we've got the delayed kind of global climate change summit, COP26, was meant to be happening this year in Glasgow. It's been delayed till next November. And that's quite a major event. It's got the UN there, the World Health Organization, and lots of others. So there'll be a lot of attention and a lot of things going on, a lot of world leaders there in Glasgow at that point in November. So I think in November, sustainability will get some airtime and some coverage. But until then, it's likely to be quite thin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you play bad cop, I'll play good cop. I mean, there's a good chance it could be a place where good news stories from 2021 are told, instead of them finally coming going and, oh yeah, sustainability, I remember, we need to do something on that as well. Green recovery, yeah, I remember we made promises. So okay. I think I'm going to take the good cop approach and go, this is going to be a pivotal celebrating our success.
And I'll be bad cop and I'll say they won't do anything about it until the end of September, and they'll all run around and go, oh, we need to do something on climate change, and all of a sudden there'll be announcements and, you know, vacuous statements are on what we've done and what we should have done, and that's how it'll happen. So let's clip this bit of the show and we'll play it next November and see who was right.
Well, no, I think we should have a good cop, bad cop. In January we'll discuss how much good stuff we've heard about COP26 and how much
stuff. Good cop, bad cop. Yeah, maybe. Maybe a new feature. But I guess green recovery, we've heard a lot about, you know, moving out of COVID and the approach the world will take, and that it should be green based on, you know, cleaner energy and sustainable practices and looking after people. And, you know, you've had Joe Biden saying we're going to build back better, we're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, we're going to do those things. But again, being pessimistic bad cop, I would be surprised, and I'd be delighted if these things happen. But I think
the good thing is that he said his inauguration's on the 20th of January, and he said in the first 100 days he's gonna shake stuff up, isn't he?
Yeah.
We said in the last episode, and so he's got till what, April, end of April,
he does to make a couple of statements.
So we'll definitely good cop, bad cop that year to me.
So I think by the end of April, he'll definitely have made a couple of statements.
He might do, but to be honest, I'm going to take anything as a good...
Yeah, but I don't think that really counts. Saying here's a 10-point list of stuff we're going to do doesn't really count as actually doing anything in my book. I agree he might announce a list or a plan, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, let's watch that one then. That's the good one to watch.
Yeah, that's the big story for 2021, COVID and its impact on sustainability. So back into Green Elephant podcast, Showland, we've been running a number of challenges throughout 2020. And during 2021, we're going to continue with our challenges. So each month, we're going to set ourselves a challenge and we're going to update our listeners weekly on how we're getting on. So
and the herd, I think
the herd, yes,
we definitely indeed. Want the herd involved. We want them.
Oh yeah,
we want them to participate. Yeah, we aren't a font of all knowledge. We don't want to tell you everything. No. We actually want to inspire people to tell us.
Yeah, we want you to be involved. We want to every week. We want to come on the show and say this is what this listener has done, and this is what this member of the herd has done, and this is what they've suggested, and this is how much difference they've made, and that would be absolutely fantastic. So part of that is we're going to be putting out a call on our social media over the next couple of weeks, asking for suggestions on what the challenges should be in 2021. So if you've got an idea for a sustainability challenge, send it on through at GreenElePod on social, or you can email studio@greenelephant.show. And we'll take a look at those and we'll go with the best ones.
Have we got any in mind that we could tease?
We've got some ideas. We're thinking about, you know, some carbon awareness challenges, looking at people's carbon footprints. That will be interesting to understand.
Yeah, getting to know yourself, your own footprint better. Yeah,
There's a we are in the throes of designing an energy saving product and a challenge around cancelling the coal using greener and better energy is something we're looking at for a month.
And then I think it'd be good if we could partner up with some other organizations around, I don't know, like summer waste picking events and things like that. It'd be good for us to get involved. I must admit, the one thing I was looking through the other day is about volunteering, and I've never really volunteered. I've always been slack on that, and I think perhaps merging volunteering June, to do some
June is picking. was gonna be my suggestion, because it's International Volunteer Week in June, so volunteering in June would be a good idea.
That's a good one.
And there's loads of waste picking organizations. We have lots of kind of beach clean organizations in Cornwall, and there's around the world. So yeah, certainly something we could do around waste picking. I mean, we're looking at early in the new year to look at tech reuse and recycling in the new year, because lots of people will have got new tech for Christmas. And I've certainly got old tech laying around. How do we reuse and recycle and upcycle and make the best use of that tech? So that's coming in January. And then February, we're looking at doing and partnering this with our upcoming video show, doing some basic sustainability education. So challenging ourselves to learn about sustainability, improve our understanding. So, you know, what does climate change mean? What does ocean plastic pollution really look like, and kind of moving away from the generics to a bit of a deeper understanding in a broad range of sustainability topics. From March, it's Food Waste Action Week. So we may be looking at food waste in March. So yeah, open to listeners' suggestions, but we will be doing challenges through 21 and very much hoping that you're all going to get involved and join in those challenges with us. So 2021 has a busy calendar of things that are coming up. What's happening in January, Russell?
So January gives us National Climate Change Conference Week in the UK, which, although it's a virtual event, is coming in an eye-watering 600 pounds to enjoy. not wanting you to, you know, put people off, but it does seem a little high for an online event. And also there's the Climate Adaption Summit in Holland. And of course, we have to plug Veganuary.
Yeah, we won't be doing it, but we'll be plugging it. So
I don't know if I'd go full vegan, but I think I like the flexi veganism.
A January.
A January.
Coming up in February, we have Fair Trade Fortnight, so we'll be keeping an eye on that and highlighting fair trade services and products. And it's also the Sustainability Leaders Forum.
And then in March, as you said, we're going to align our challenges to this one, the Food Waste Action Week.
Yep.
And so that's going to be very interesting. And then The Economist Sustainability Week as well.
Yeah. And that's free to register for, that Economist Sustainability Week. So they've got some senior people and government leaders. That should be an interesting one to watch. April brings us Earth Day and the World Future Energy Summit.
How can we give a whole week to food waste and only a day to the whole earth?
I don't how do we decide many things in life?
Who knows? All right. Yeah. Well, in May, and the importance of this is the first instance of mental health in the year. So We got Mental Health Awareness Week in May.
Yep.
And I think, you know, we get very much behind that, like we did last October.
I think that's
very important. And then the UN Biodiversity Conference starts the UN calendar a little bit.
In June, I'm looking forward to June, particularly listeners, because it is Bike Week and it's a very sustainable form of transport. And I'm very much looking to seeing Russell riding up the hill from his house. but it's also volunteer week, so if anybody would like to volunteer to push him up that hill, that would be marvelous.
Yeah, we can kill two in one there.
It's also World Environment Day, World Oceans Day, Deforestation Day, Rainforest Day, so there's a lot of environmental days going on.
What do they think
in June
happens? A lot of bad things happen in June, or a lot of good stuff? Perhaps it's the summer hit. Yeah. July, in contrast, we just picked out plastic-free July, but that is at least a whole month. Again, Earth gets a day, plastic-free gets a month.
A whole month. And allotments get a whole week in August, National Allotments Week.
You never know, I might even have one by then.
Ooh.
Or not, as the case may be. In September brings us Euro Global Climate Change Conference and the World Climate Change Conference. So it's a very conference-y, climate changey time.
Global climate-y, conference-y seems to be the back end of 2021. In October, we have World Mental Health Day and the kind of do one thing, and we'll be supporting that again.
And you've already mentioned COP 26, which is in Glasgow, and I'm using air quotes on a podcast.
Yeah, well done.
And now I have to explain it. So that's the UN climate conference again, and then you got the WHO conference on health and climate change. So it's interesting how the World Health Organization is interested in climate change, because if you read their manifesto, everything's very much around pollution and water supply and that kind of stuff.
I think when I was researching events that were coming up in 2021, it seemed that because the UN and a lot of world leaders are going to be in Glasgow next November, there were a huge variety of conferences and other events taking place in Glasgow next November.
Funny
and
that.
I think, you know, the great and the maybe not so good in the world are all going to be in Glasgow talking.
To be honest, November's a hell of a time to go spend in Glasgow.
It could be very cold and very wet.
I think if I was from Spain, I'd pray for that to carry on being a virtual event.
take your thermals and your umbrella. There we go. That's a free tip to our UN colleagues.
And what's happening in December exactly then, Mike?
Well, not a lot at the moment. I think everyone's hedging their bets.
Anybody got anything going on? Anybody in the herd got anything going on planned for December that's sustainability? And we're happy to plug events, aren't we? On our shows, and we'll join in with your social media as well. So, please do give us a chance to share what you're doing on sustainability events.
Now we've noticed some trends in the course of doing the show and reporting on the news, but there are a few things that we think are going to continue and to grow even more rapidly during 2021. So we've pulled out a list of about 8 or 9 trends that we think are worth watching out for in the next year. And first up is green investment. We've seen a lot of financial institutions open up green investment funds. We've seen kind of portfolios which are green investment only.
Yeah.
And, you know, the performance of that area seems to have done, you know, quite well in 2020, and fully expect to see that continue apace in 2021.
Yeah, the one thing I say about green investment is our experience so far is that there's a lot of rhetoric and there's a lot of promises, but there's not a lot of actual investment yet. And I think that's probably because people are scared. But the government's very low risk, so it proves that you haven't got the investors to take the risk, and you haven't got the government to take it either.
And I think maybe this is a public-private thing. I think, you know, if you look at the finance in private equity funds in this space, it's vast, whereas the governments and the more risk-averse funds and investors are perhaps taking a little bit longer to get behind it. But I think we'll see that starting to snowball in 2021.
That'd
be good. Slower fashion is something, again, we're starting to see more of and more conversations taking place. This move away from, you know, weekly changes in fashion. And
I thought you meant the models would walk slower down the catwalk.
Well, I'm surprised they move so quickly in some of the shoes they wear, to be honest. It's not about slow motion fashion. Slower life cycles and slower seasons. You know, a few years ago, there used to be two fashion seasons in the year. There was the spring summer collection, and then there was the autumn winter collection. But now we seem to have a new style and fashion every week, and, you know.
And I think the circular economy and circular fashions, we've already seen ASOS have released that circular range of recyclable clothes. That's going to be brilliant to see how the fashion industry actually rises to the challenge.
Yeah. And we've got a really interesting podcast interview coming up early next year related to fashion, and to the next trend that we're seeing is that on demand as a means of waste reduction. And we interview a kind of Italian English fashion brand. And, you know, the fact that they operate on demand means that they never buy more materials, fabric than they need. And they only ever make what they need. And therefore they're not building up inventory and wasting materials. And that kind of in time on demand process, it will roll out much more widely.
That's going to be interesting. I mean, it obviously just in time has been a very big thing in heavy manufacturing, but of course it suffered desperately at the hands of COVID, because as soon as one supplier failed, they couldn't do anything. Stopped.
They're not going to build up large inventories in 2021. They're going to be too nervous. So more on demand will certainly be
We'll put more pressure on supply chains. That's going to be the resilience of supply chains is going to be an interesting one to watch in that space as well.
Yeah. Survival over sustainability. This really goes back to something we discussed in the lead story, is that people are going to be looking to survive both physically, mentally, financially, as a result of COVID. And that probably is going to take precedence over sustainability, unfortunately. Hopefully that's something we only see in 2021, and we'll be out of it by the time 2021 is finished.
He's hoping. You got it. That's the reality of what 2021 is going to be, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Reuse, recycling, renewables. It's a growing area, and it's going to continue to grow, not just by individuals, but more and more brands are wanting to put out their recycled credentials, their renewable messages. And, you know, whether those messages are based in reality, that's a mixed kind of bag, but more and more companies and brands will be putting those messages out there.
I think there's also the story there that as as the buyers, as the buying consumer base becomes more and more aware of the benefits of reusing, recycling, renewable, because they are, you can sometimes, I live in a town which has got, I think, 7 antique stores in it. It's kind of the antique hub of Cornwall.
Of the world.
Yeah. And people travel far and wide to come and buy what are very, very high quality secondhand products. And it's a great renewable, well, that's why we're such a good renewable town here. Yeah. But it's going to be, people are going to find it and are therefore going to be demanding it, hopefully. That's what we want to see. That's what I'd like to see in 2021.
Yeah. Sharing and renting economy is going to grow. I think we're really at the fine tipping point on that one. We're seeing more and more products where you can share or rent them. Christmas trees, renting those, renting your car. More manufacturers are getting into, you have a new car, you rent it.
Yeah.
Don't buy it, you just rent your car. And, you know, renting your clothes or renting your IT equipment or renting everything and anything and not always wanting brand new, being prepared to share and rent with somebody else. That is going to
be a bizarre turnaround from the 80s, isn't it? You know, the whole thing about the 80s was to own
ownership.
Ownership was king. Whereas the whole previous part of the 20th century was about renting what you could. I started my married life renting a television. You know, you wouldn't even dream about popping down to rent
radio rentals.
That's right. But we're back there, aren't we?
We are. I think we certainly are. There are going to, of course, be more white elephants.
What?
And more white elephants. I know. Ours is green, but these are going to be white. And is white elephants in all sorts of areas of sustainability, in the targets that are being set. You know, we know that historically they're not met. We know that 2021, if it bucks the trend, it's not going to be a big change. Targets are still going to be missed. There are going to be products that are put out there that are white elephants. We discussed a couple of weeks ago the Apple sustainability claims around their chargers and the fact that then it was proved that you need a new one anyway. So there's going to continue to be all manner of white elephants, greenwashing, things that don't come to fruition. And that's just...
when I was looking back and reviewing some of the commitments that the UK government have made, actually all governments have made, I found one about the increasing... PM commits to protect 30% of UK land in boost for biodiversity. And I thought, that's amazing. It's an amazing claim. Only now, this week, I read it proper.
Okay.
And of course... and it says, and this is the government thing, this isn't a press
thing. Go on.
It says existing national parks, areas of outstanding natural beauty and other protected areas comprise of approximately 26% of land.
Oh, okay.
And so the actual commitment is another 4% or 400,000 hectares. So hats off to the UK government for greenwashing me for probably 4 months.
Yeah.
I'm really a bit cheesed off.
Well, I think...
But that's tip another, of the iceberg.
A trend that we will see it more of, and we've seen this start, is a trickle of transparency. And in terms of who's doing what, what are governments doing? What are organisations doing? We've seen climate reports. We've seen emission reports. We've seen China mandating single-use plastic reporting.
Yeah.
And I think that this transparency across the sustainability sector is going to build momentum, and because the public and consumers want to know. They want to know where their products are made and who made them.
But they want to know in an honest headline. And I think this clickbait debate is that headline that I'm looking at now, PM commits to protect 30% of UK land, is a clickbaitable soundbite, whatever you want to call it. And they have transparently in the text that you had to drive yourself to read to find out what was behind it. I don't want to see companies hiding behind clickbait stuff and then going, it's actually, here's the true thing, but we span it a little bit in our headline. That's what I want. I don't want that.
Was it Mercedes we saw with a really clickbaity headline and it, which we thought, oh, that's rubbish. But actually the real story was so much better than the headline they'd made up. What was the point in that?
But it was interesting. They managed to clickbait us in for another reason.
That's right. Yeah. There we are. And finally, on the trends to watch, storage over generation. We've had a lot of focus on solar, wind. Those things will continue, but we've you know, the focus has been on generating the energy and the power. But that's going to shift more to the storage of that power, because what's the point in having solar powers, wind power, and feeding it into your national grid if you're then going to get sent coal power by your grid? You want to be able to store that power. You want your grid to be able to store it. You want, you know, when this wind or wave or whatever power is generated, you want to be able to keep that and make sure you use it. And so, you know, storage in numbers of different forms, whether it's household, whether it's grid, whether it's for cars, charging stations, what, there's any number of different storage areas, and that's going to be a growing area, and I think it's going to get more momentum rather than the generation.
And I twist that storage over generation to also be carbon. So there's a big drive towards carbon storage, where we store carbon underground, and there's going to be a lot more storage. But what we want to see the reverse is, we don't want to see us regenerating more.
Yeah.
So it's no point us storing it and then realizing, oh yeah, it's all right, I've got a great big bucket I can throw all the crap into. that's just not right.
So those are a few trends that we see coming up in sustainability in 2021. As with all the content on the podcast, listeners can go to the show page, greenelephant.show, and see a list of those and find out more. We've done a number of interviews this year, and we've spotlighted a number of organisations, and we're going to continue to do that into 2021. So if you are a B Corp particularly, or if you have a sustainable service or product, then, you know, get in touch. We'd love to have a conversation and, you know, feature you on the show and find out what it is you're doing and how it's helping. So contact us via all the usual social, and we'll bring more of those to listeners next year. But in terms of B Corp, Russell, it's going to be an interesting year for us. We will reach our 1 year anniversary
in August.
And therefore, we will need to do our first annual impact report.
Yes.
So that's going to be an interesting process, and a process which we'll share with the listeners. You know, we'll share, you know, really transparently, because that's what being a B Corp is all about. You know, what is the social impact? What is the good that we've done in the world this year? And we'll just share a bit with how we're going about pulling that together and what we're including in it.
And I think I'd really like to fly the flag and hopefully the Green Elephant is making a difference on its own, you know, in forms of education and entertainment. But if we can inspire people to make a change, or if we'd love to hear from people, because we'll need it for our annual report.
If we've helped you, if we've inspired you to do anything as a result of listening to the show or anything you've seen on our social, then, you know, let us know. It really helps, because when we come to put that report in, we've got to tell the world what we've done. But in terms of those reviews, recommendations, if there's a book, if there's a video, if there's a film, if there's a resource, if you've got a service, anything like that in the sustainability space, and you think we should know about it, and you think our herd should know about it, then just get in touch and let us know. We'd be really happy to, you know, have a chat and see how we can help you. And behind the scenes on the Green Elephant Show, 2021 is going to be a really interesting year. We've got lots coming up. We finished our first competition, and we've given a prize for the best review of the Green Elephant Show. We're going to be doing more competitions in more areas throughout the course of 2021. And, you know, we'll update listeners with details on those competitions, how to enter and what they're about. But if you'd like to sponsor a competition, or, you know, you'd like to offer a prize up for those competitions and get a bit of exposure for yourself or your organisation, then, you know, let us know. We'd be happy to invite those on. So, more fun, more competitions coming up on the show next year. Talking of the show, we've mentioned a number of times we are going video, and there will be a video show coming. Expecting it to launch start of February, I think. So we'll we'll obviously update you on that and be a little different to the podcast. And you'll have the pleasure of seeing myself and Russell and our guests appearing.
Yeah, I have a face for podcasts.
Yeah, I've got a voice for, I don't know. So that's Green Elephant Show. We've also got some interesting things that we've mentioned a number of times in our Planet Device space. We have a piece of eco technology which we really hope is going to save thousands, if not millions, of people around the world energy, and you know, help them understand what they're using and how they're using it. So that's really exciting. That's coming up. But we also offer consultancy services. So, you know, what do me and Russell do in our day job? Well, we do the Green Elephant Show, we're developing a product, we're doing all sorts of other sustainability things, but we also do sustainability consulting via our company Guideline. So we'll put a link on the show page, but if you need help with your sustainability technology, your systems, your processes, your policy, your governance, we've been doing that sort of stuff for lots and lots of years. And we're a bit more serious about that. We won't tell jokes every 2 minutes. That's the other things we'll be doing behind the scenes in 2021. Now, fact or fake, it's been an interesting year, fact or fake wise, and we've done so many fact or fakes on the show in the course of 6 months. And we've put some of those out on social for our listeners. There have been 43 we've sent into the wild. I think 43 of the more palatable, easier ones, I think, maybe.
Or not, as the case may not.
But, the herd have done a valiant job of voting on those. And if you look at the votes, then it looks like you listeners have done not a bad job. There's been 21 of those you've got correct and 22 you've got wrong. So it looks like it's kind of, 50-50. But when you look into that, where you've got it correct, it's been finely balanced, where you've got, you know, kind of 55, 44, 51, 40. But where you've got it wrong, listeners, you've been drastically wrong. It's been like 90% have thought it's a fact when it's actually a fake. Or I think, 90% of people thought that Michael Caine read the safety announcements on Boaty McBoatface or and things like that.
Or David Attenborough ship. Yeah. I wonder who did it, in fact.
But the other really interesting thing about the fact or fakes we put out there for the listeners was that it was the important stuff that listeners were more likely to get wrong. So we said, was the Paris Agreement legally binding? 90% of people said, yeah, it was definitely legally binding. And actually it isn't. And, we put out facts about, emissions and plastics and, really important stuff. And we kind of found that those were the ones the listeners would get wrong. Whereas talk about animals and, sales of cars and, which date something happened by, they tend to get those ones right, which was, so it's really interesting that, feedback overall.
Yeah, well, we'll have to watch how we go forward. Well, I think we also get lots of cries out for, am I right or am I wrong? Yeah. So I think we'll have to either point them back to the show where we mentioned the answer on, or give them an absolute definitive after, 3 months or something.
Maybe
that's something what we should do.
Yeah, we do get, I think it's a fact. And you want to say, well, go and listen to the show and you'll find out whether it's a fact or not. But as Russell said, we're going to mix it up a little bit next year because, we have good fun doing it. We've got some facts or fakes coming up with some guests, so that's great. But we also want to invite listeners to have a go at facts or fakes. So if you think you've got what it takes to beat myself or Russell at facts or fake, then get in touch at Green Elipod or send us a message to studio@greenelephant.show, and you could be a guest on Fact or Fake and represent the listeners.
Yeah, but do they ask the questions?
Well, to start with, we'll ask the questions, but there's a twist.
Ooh, what if you want to come on and ask the questions? You've got to come up with 5 statements, and if we need. And when it comes to when it comes to it, we'll need to have the where you got the information from after the event, after you've asked the questions.
Yep.
So we don't want you to just make some stuff up and tell us.
We need
some good firm evidence from
credible. That's a great idea. So you can either be the question master, or you can be the person responding. So just let us know what you'd like to do.
And fact master.
Fact master. Or fact
failure
responder, who knows. So that'd be great, and it'd be great fun for us and hopefully for the listeners as well, and for the successful people we'll have some rather snazzy fact or fake t-shirts made up. So if you want the chance to win yourself a fact or fake t-shirt, then drop us a note and get involved in fact or fake. And finally, that's about all we've got for 2020. And just remember,
no, that's what we've got for 2021.
Well, that's what's coming up in 2021.
Yeah.
And we hope to see and hear all of you in
a lot more of you
2021. Sure, it'll be a better year. And we look forward to hearing from you and entertaining you in the new year. So if you've enjoyed this show, as always, please do go and visit the show page at greenelephant.show, where you can find links, leave us a review, and find us on all your usual podcast providers. Please do go and review, because it really, really helps us. So hopefully we'll see you at greenelephant.show or on social at greenellipod. But until next year, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a sustainable new year.